This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. There's cryptic news this morning from inside the White House that officials are cooking up an alternative to the fiscal cliff package of arbitrary tax hikes and spending cuts. Negotiations with Congress start up today. Without a fiscal cliff solution, capital gains taxes, that's our tax on investment income, will increase by 2/3 in the new year. No matter what happens, capital gains taxes are going up by 25% as part of paying for health care reform. This is all likely a factor in many decisions businesses and investors are making right now. Chris Lowe is chief economist with FTN Financial, and he's with me live now as he is on most Fridays. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how are you?
Good, good, thanks. So we've been seeing steady selling of stocks all week long. We're seeing it again so far this morning. Is that what you generally expect with the capital gains tax changes?
Yes, it's exactly what you expect. And I think the reason you can tell that it's capital gains changes that are driving the selling is by looking at where the weakest places are. Not surprisingly, it's the stocks with the biggest gains. Apple, for example, is down about 10% since the election. It's down 25% since the peak. But if you go back and look at it compared to a year ago, there's still some pretty decent gains there. That's exactly the kind of stock you would expect people to sell if they're trying to protect themselves from a bigger capital gains tax.
There's also some buzz out there that, of course, George Lucas decided to pull the trigger on selling Star Wars to Disney right now of all times, maybe because of the capital gains changes. Who's to say?
Exactly. And in fact, you're seeing a lot of that kind of behavior.
And Chris, so should ordinary investors follow, I don't know, maybe George Lucas and other, you know, the big money, as we say, and start selling to lock in their gains?
Well, there's probably two reasons not to do it. First off, if you're investing like most of us do in a retirement account, then chances are it's tax protected anyway, and so none of this applies. If you're investing outside of a tax protected account, most stock advisors recommend not making decisions based on tax changes. And one reason for that is once we get to the end of the year, there's no reason to sell anymore. There'll be a pile of cash on the sidelines, and it probably comes back into the market pretty quickly. If you're not very nimble, you'll miss the move. And so most recommend that you ride it out.
All right. We got to move along here, too. Chris Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial. Thanks, as always.
Thank you.